This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congress and the White House have agreed to a $40 billion package to fight terrorism and recover from attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The amount is double what the president had requested. Senator John McCain is an Arizona Republican and a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee who has been part of the ongoing briefings by the Pentagon. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How did the president's request for $20 billion turn to $40 billion?
I think part of the impact of that was caused by the estimates of the damages to New York City, the subways, the cleanup. Everyone has seen it on television, but I think the cleanup of New York City costs probably had a significant effect on doubling this amount of money, and I pride myself in being a strong fiscal conservative, but I think that perhaps you're going to see a lot more money needed, not only to repair the damage, but also to increase security at airports, and also, of course, the increased spending for the military. We're going to have to beef up security at home, and at the same time have the capability to launch perhaps the longest range military operations in our history.
Now, there are differences between Congress and the White House concerning who oversees this spending, right?
Yes, and there are some concerns that I have and some others have as to exactly how this spending is gonna take place. I don't think anyone that I know, anyway, objects to spending $40 billion or $80 billion or $100 billion if that's what's necessary to punish the perpetrators of the outrage and also restore the infrastructure of our country. But we want to make sure that all that money is spent appropriately. And as you know, I'm very skeptical sometimes when the appropriators devote some money to projects that I don't think are the nation's highest priority.
Are there differences over the resolution backing the use of military force?
Yes, there is. And I think those concerns are legitimate, but I do believe that we can work out that language. I think that we're going to have a meeting this morning amongst Republicans. I've already talked with Senator Daschle twice. I think that language can be worked out.
What's the problem there?
The Gulf of Tonkin. We are always concerned that you don't give the President of the United States a complete blank check for which he could take any action. And the concern that we would have another Tonkin Gulf resolution is not totally valid, because clearly the United States Congress and people would never allow again a president, no matter who he is or she is, to just carry on for years and years on the basis of a resolution. But at the same time, the Tonkin Gulf resolution taught us that we ought to be very careful what we do in the passion of the moment, and we may regret it later on.
You are a military man, a former POW. Mm-hmm. Do you think America has the will for a sustained and costly war on terrorism?
I do, because we have no alternative, but more importantly, I think there's a cold fury out there that Americans feel, which is totally justified. I think they will rally behind the president. I think that this spirit of resolve is clear, and it's up to the leadership of this country, all of us who have been placed in public office, to try to keep that resolve going, and at the same time warn Americans that this is a long, hard struggle. This is not going to be a day at the beach. This will be a very difficult, long effort that will entail the loss of American treasure and blood.
You also serve on the Commerce Committee, which
Yep.
is considering legislation requested by the airlines that would limit their liability.
I want to look at that. I talked with Senator Hollings, who is now the chairman, and we work very closely together. I think we need to at least have a hearing on it. We're going to have a hearing next week on airport security. I think we could put that issue into the mix as well. We don't want any airline to go bankrupt. But again, I'd like to know exactly what the situation is before we start doing something which fundamentally changes American law. I don't believe anyone wants a class action suit against an airline because it was commandeered by hijackers. But So, but I think we may be able to act, but in a measured fashion.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator John McCain is a Republican from Arizona.